Chad's military, seen here in late January, is marking the departure of French troops from the country after more than 60 years. At the ceremony, Chadian President Mohamed Idriss Déby said the departure was a new dawn for a fully sovereign Chad. But analysts say a Russian propaganda campaign in the region played a key role in the French troops' departure. Bakary Sambe is with the Timbuktu Institute.
Russia is leveraging this colonial history and anti-imperialist sentiment to fuel resentment among young Africans, public opinion, and even influencers against French interests and France's presence in the Sahel.
Chad is the latest of four countries in the Sahel, alongside Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger, to have asked French troops to leave over the last 2 years. All have, at the same time, welcomed in Russian troops. Experts like Sambe say Russia uses a network of fake social media accounts to amplify anti-French narratives and spread conspiracy theories. Russia has also set up cultural institutes across the Sahel in the last 2 years.
For decades, Western countries have opened cultural institutes in African capitals to share their culture, to spread their language, and ultimately their soft power.
But unlike other cultural institutes, investigative reporters say the Russian houses also train journalists who then go on to spread propaganda. Russia's embassy in Chad and the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs did not respond to requests for comment. But why is Russia so focused on the Sahel? Constantin Guvi is with the Klingendael Institute in the Netherlands.
So through the disinformation campaigns, Russia's goal has been mostly to sow chaos in the region. And so Russia wants to come in and essentially replace states like France as the new primary partner for these salient states.
Sambe says,
c'est-à-dire que la démarche de la Russie, c'est justement pour dire aux Occidentaux et aux
membres de l'OTAN, notamment la France, que si vous créez des problèmes géostratégiques, like des problèmes géopolitiques dans le Donbass, ou en tout cas Donbass, or en Europe, nous allons vous attaquer dans votre sphère d'influence, Sahel. Qui est le Sahel.
This essentially transposes the conflict onto Sahelian territory. On the streets of N'Djamena, it's clear the public believes French troops leaving Chad is a positive step for the country.
We know that France does not come with any benefit to us, so it's not necessary for them to stay in our country. They should leave.
Since France's troops began leaving the Sahel in 2022, fatalities due to conflict in the region, mostly from clashes between state armies and jihadists, have gone up by 65%, according to data from the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, N'Djamena.
La Russie profite justement de cette histoire coloniale, de l'impérialisme, etc., pour de mieux en mieux mettre à mal la jeunesse africaine, les opinions publiques, mais aussi les influenceurs contre les intérêts français et contre la présence française au Sahel.
So through the disinformation campaigns, Russia's goal has been mostly to sow chaos in the region. And so Russia wants to come in and essentially replace states like France as the new primary partner for these salient states.
C'est-à-dire que la démarche de la Russie, c'est justement pour dire aux Occidentaux et aux pays membres de l'OTAN, notamment la France, que si vous nous créez des problèmes géostratégiques, des problèmes géopolitiques dans le Donbass ou en tout cas en Europe, nous allons vous attaquer dans votre zone d'influence qui est le Sahel. Et donc, du coup, il y a une transposition de ce conflit sur le terrain sahélien.
La France, nous, on voit qu'elle n'a pas une bénéfice pour nous. Et tant que moi, je suis chadien, non, je ne vois rien. Donc, ce n'est pas la peine qu'ils vont rester dans notre pays. Il faut qu'ils quittent nous, c'est pas notre problème, quoi.